why don't we go get out of here? 8 minutes after 10 o'clock on this Wednesday, April the 17th. Big thanks to Vic McCarty for filling in for me yesterday as I had to go on a road trip for an appointment. Colleen, thank you so much for being here as well.
Oh, it's my pleasure. We had a great time. Turned out to be a really good day here.
Weather-wise.
I mean, it's kind of meh in the morning and by later.
So I was driving with the rain the whole day. Driving with the rain on the way down, driving with the rain on the way back until we got home, and then it was beautiful sunshine. So, yeah, not great. But it is a great time to talk about traveling, speaking about road trips and, you know, getting out of here, expanding your horizons, adding experiences to your everyday life. That's what Bonnie Pintozzi specializes in with the Travel Authority and El Tour Company, is enriching your everyday life.
Enriching and creating those memories. But it was funny because when you said the word experience, I have an incredible guest who's been with us before.
Oh, good.
We're going to talk about the Oceania Cruises experience, exactly, and some of the exciting things that they're doing that are, you know, kind of new and really exciting out there. So we have Scott Glusner, and Scott is the Vice President of Strategic Accounts. And we are strategically going to talk about Oceania Cruises. Hi, Scott.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning, everyone. It's great to be with you.
Well, it is exciting to be with you because when I look at some of the things that you've always done well, trust me. If you want to talk, we always talk about food here, Scott.
Yeah,
it always winds up there. If you want to talk about food, they are repeatedly voted the number one when it comes to the dining experiences and everything. And Scott, I'm going to let you talk about the Oceania experience, and then we can get into some of the things that are coming out with the tropics and the exotics and all that, if that works for you.
That sounds great. And, you know, I appreciate being back and having this opportunity to share what's new with Oceania Cruises with your listeners.
Well, let's first start out about what it is that Oceania Cruises, you know, I mean, when we get into talking about different destinations, all the destinations are the same, but the way you get there can be very different. And so what is different? What is unique about Oceania?
Sure. Well, we've been around for 16 years. We were founded back in 2003. And really what we're known for is the intimacy of our ships, intimate and luxurious ships. We have six ships, four that carry just under 700 guests and two that carry 1,250 guests. So when our founders, you know, decided to start the company back in 2003, they knew that the ships were getting bigger and bigger. And, you know, some of the ships these days can hold 4,000 or 5,000, up to 6,000 people. So we saw an opportunity to create a cruise experience that was more intimate, more unique. And as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, finest cuisine at sea, that's really the hallmark of our brand. But, you know, sailing on intimate ships, it's just a much different experience than sailing with 4,000 or 5,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're recognized as an individual with us. It's very personalized and tailored. You're not just one in a crowd of thousands. And our interactions with you on board are really just quite a contrast to what you'd experience on a ship with 3,000 to 5,000 people.
And Scott, what you do, you also, because of the size of the ship, you visit those boutique ports and seaside villages that a lot of the large ships can't get into, which gives you the cruise experience a much different aspect when you're cruising.
Definitely. So, you know, in addition to that, on more intimate sized ships, you know, no lines, no waiting. It's mm-hmm. easy to get on. It's easy to get off. And as you just mentioned, Bonnie, you know, access to the places where the larger ships are unable to go. We have Regatta, one of our smaller ships. Again, just under 700 guests, 684 to be exact, sailing in Alaska. And I took my family there a few years ago, and it was just an amazing experience. And when you're sailing on a smaller ship like that, getting up close and personal with the destination just affords you lots of encounters and opportunities, again, that you're not going to be able to experience on a ship with, you know, 3,000 to 5,000 people.
Well, speaking of Alaska, a lot of the optional tours sometimes seem to be about the same. But I can tell you from being in Alaska numerous times, when you're on an Oceania and you have the opportunity to explore a glacier on foot and by helicopter, and that's pretty unique too, especially the way they're doing it, okay? or go crabbing in the Bering Sea. Who hasn't watched that show? Do you want to be out there? Go for it.
Totally.
You can do it. Seriously.
Yeah, we were with my children, and, you know, at the time they were 10 and 9, now they're 14 and just about to be 13. And so we did some fun, you know, soft adventure type shore excursions with them, which we offer as well. So we have shore excursions for all types of individuals, depending upon their taste. And we did the helicopter flight thing and landed on Mendenhall Glacier. It was pretty cool, and they got to drink glacier water out of the glacial stream. We did sea kayaking. So, you know, we can really tailor it to the interests of our travelers, and we're able to do that because, you know, we are intimate and we do tailor the experiences, and again, it's much more personalized.
Well, and it is the last frontier, so if, you know, that the myth about the fact, oh well, you know, it's not there as exciting or something like that. Oh my goodness, it's always exciting. It's not overbuilt, and the fact that this intimacy with Oceana just gets you into so many different areas.
Yeah, it is.
And a great way to see it by cruise as well. Mm-hmm. More difficult to do it by land on your own. So a great, mm-hmm. you know, seeing it by ship is a great way to experience Alaska.
Well, Scott, let's talk about, because the tropics and the exotics. I mean, we were just given a preview in the travel industry about this. Can you share that information with our listeners?
Sure. Today is an exciting day for Oceana Cruises. We are launching our Tropics and Exotics collection. So we just talked about Alaska. Regatta is in Alaska. And those are, you know, that's one of our summer destinations, Alaska. Europe is also another one of our summer destinations. Tropics and Exotics are our winter destinations. So that includes Asia, Africa, the Caribbean, Panama Canal, South America, South Pacific, Australia, and New Zealand. And today we are launching our Tropics and Exotics collections, which will take you from, this is basically our winter sailings in 2020 and 2021.
Oh my gosh, wow.
Everyone's planning ahead, because why wouldn't you?
I mean,
to get that, think about it, this is a smaller ship. So, you know, and you have an incredible amount of repeat cruisers. I mean, definitely.
We do. You know, once people try us, we're not necessarily a household name. Oceana Cruises, you know, we don't have a big advertising budget. We do a lot of direct mail, but we don't have a big advertising budget. So we're not necessarily a household name. But once people try us and, you know, they have that intimate experience, the great cuisine, the personalized service, you know, they come back. So we do have quite a high repeat ratio, you know, which says a lot for the people that experience the product. They really want to come back and experience it again and again.
And the value of cruising, like you said, I mean, you're going in and out, but you're floating basically accommodations.
Yeah.
And that's what's really nice about it. You know, some of the destinations, you know, you get into, you know, say, for instance, if you were sailing into Cuba and things like that, you wouldn't have that same type of experience because there's so much limitations on U.S. citizens to go in as far as staying in hotels and things. But why wouldn't you want to come back after exploring the world to the world-class service, food, and everything that you get on Oceana, right, Scott?
Absolutely. It's a great way to experience the world. And, you know, destination specialists, that's one of our other brand pillars. So I mentioned intimate and luxurious ships, finest cuisine at sea, which is really sort of the hallmark of the Oceana Cruises brand, and then destination specialists. So, you know, what does that mean? We know that people travel for the destination. You know, they want to experience the destination with friends, family, loved ones, maybe even return to a place that they've been to in the past. And we really want to give them that time in the destination. So we're very port intensive. I was on a cruise last summer with my wife and kids. It was Lisbon to Barcelona. It was 10 nights, and there were no sea days.
Okay.
So it's extremely port intensive. Now, that's a little bit extreme, but that just gives you an example of, you know, it's all about the destination and really connecting the guests to the destination. So we have overnight stays in port, in Rio, mm-hmm. Barcelona, and St. Petersburg, Russia. We'll spend 3 full days, and you know, we'll stay longer in port as well. On that same cruise I was on, Lisbon to Barcelona last year, we were in Saint-Tropez until 11 p.m. We were in Monaco until midnight. So it's a little bit more of a relaxed pace, not as rushed. And, again, staying longer in a, you know, particular place, destination, really gives the guests the opportunity to sample the local flavors.
And speaking of flavors, you've introduced a new plant-based cuisine, correct?
Oh, okay.
Yes. You know, health and wellness has been a focus of ours for the last several years. And we partner with Canyon Ranch. They are our spa provider on board, and we've always had Canyon Ranch spa cuisine on board for those who might be looking for a little bit more healthy alternative. We've got some great specialty restaurants on board all of our ships where you can have some fabulous meals. But then if you want to take a break and have a little bit more healthy alternative, you can have the Canyon Ranch spa cuisine. But we also recognize that there's a lot of new diets and a lot of new trends out there, keto diet, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So we introduced vegan menus last year, and we just refreshed our menu of vegan options, so plant-based menus. So we have over 200 varieties or dishes, vegan options for those who, you know, are vegan. And so, again, an opportunity to kind of innovate and keep up with, you know, the recent trends and attention to a more healthy lifestyle.
But if you want an Impossible cheeseburger or a truffle mac and cheese,
yeah,
you can find that as well, right, Scott?
You can definitely indulge in that as well. So we've got some great specialty restaurants on board. We have Toscana, which is one of our Italian restaurants. We have our Polo Grill, which is a very traditional steakhouse and seafood restaurant. We have Jacques Pepin, who is our executive culinary director, and he has been the inspiration for us and terms of delivering on our brand promise of the finest cuisine at sea. And so that is a restaurant named after him. It's the only one in the world. And then we also have Red Ginger, which is an Asian fusion specialty restaurant on board.
Oh, wonderful. You know, when we're talking about all the things that you do outside of the ship and then all the cuisine, obviously, that is incredible, too. You do have a lot of other things. If you do have those at-sea days, enrichment, wellness, you have a lot of entertainment. And I think sometimes people don't think about those when they're booking their cruise. But when they're aboard mm-hmm. and they're at sea and they have all of this stuff to do, it really makes a difference.
It does, and we have plenty of options on board for our well-traveled guests. Entertainment is not a huge focus for Oceana Cruises,
mm-hmm.
But we have really stepped it up and in the last several years. So we have, you know, the string quartets on board. We have an orchestra. We have pianists and guitarists. We do have Broadway-style production shows. On my cruise, we also had a comedian ventriloquist who was actually hilarious.
I have to say, though, you're saying, well, it's not a huge, you know, it's something that we really think about too much. But then you're talking about an orchestra. And
yeah, it's like these guys got on board, you know, yeah. last minute type of thing. No, Scott.
Like, no, that's pretty good.
We have a lot of options. We do have a lot of options. It's just a little bit different than some of the Las Vegas style production shows that you might find on like a Royal Caribbean or a Norwegian cruise line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our guests are 55 and up, and the entertainment is really tailored to, you know, what they enjoy.
Mm-hmm. And Scott, you know, it's funny because when Crystal mentioned about the destination supports, we have clients, too, that look for how many sea days because they really mm-hmm. want to have that experience. That's why they chose, let's say, Oceana over someone else because they know those different experiences and it fits what their lifestyle is like. But Scott, when you the planning, and I always ask you these questions last minute, but what trending do you see in the travel industry from your perspective?
Well, certainly it's all about experiential travel these days and experiences and collecting experiences. And, you know, being with my family in Alaska, being with my family you know, in Europe last summer, those are memories that will last a lifetime. So it's experiences over stuff, and it's really trying to connect the guest to the destination in a more meaningful way. And that's, again, part of our brand pillar, destination experts. How can we really connect the guest to the destination in a more meaningful, thoughtful way? And not just do drive-bys, not just be a tourist on a, you know, 50-seat motor coach. So we've done that a number of ways. We have culinary discovery tours where you go off with one of our culinary chefs into local markets, experience the local market. And, you know, for those of our travelers that have an epicurean interest, it's a, you know, really fun opportunity to explore local food markets, restaurants, vineyards, farms, cooking schools, et cetera. And we also have wellness tours inspired by Canyon Ranch. Again, they're our spa partner on board. So, you know, doing some of the spa treatments that you would do on board, but doing them in the destination. So, for example, sunset yoga by the sea in the Canary Islands, yoga on the terrace overlooking Taormina in Sicily. So, again, really, you know, guests want to really experience the destination, and it's a different way to experience a destination than, you know, in the past.
And that I applaud, because what you said about the cuisine and Taylor making it to, you know, the type of lifestyles people have, they want to carry that on board, and you've addressed all those things. And if you're into yoga or whatever be the case, you can keep your life going along and get these magic experiences.
Yeah.
Well, people really like to experience the cultures through cuisine as well. And, you know, that's something that we picked up on. You know, people like great food.
And yeah, you're at the right place, hear, Scott.
Sometimes, you know, you get back from a big cruise and you hear from guests, oh, it was, you know, it was good, but the food just wasn't that great. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've really stepped it up on board, you know, that since our inception, since we opened our doors. But then we've expanded it as well and trying to really deliver that experiential vacation experience, but doing it through the cuisine of the destinations that you're visiting as well.
Well, Scott, and certainly we at Altura, the Travel Authority, when we have clients who come back from an oceanic cruise, I mean, you should see what all the things are highlighting, and they never, ever say anything, well, the food was just mediocre, you know? No, they never do that. It's funny because Crystal and I, before the show started, we were talking about one of her recent, you know, trips. And one of the memories that she really has, and it was fun, was making pizza.
Yeah.
In a local area.
It was great.
And you say to yourself, okay, but what else? And she, you know, but there were a lot of other experiences. But you do remember certain things, right? Because you immerse yourself in the area.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It was, yeah, it was immersive.
We also, on a couple of our ships, Marina Riviera, we have a hands-on cooking school at sea, one of the few cruise lines that has a hands-on cooking school. A lot of cruise lines have theaters where they'll do culinary demonstrations and you're observing. With our culinary school at sea, you're actually cooking alongside a chef that is leading the class. And I, again, on my cruise last year, I had the opportunity to go to one of those classes. It's a nominal charge. It's $69 for a 90-minute class. And our class, the class I chose, was essential pasta. And we were, you know, on our way to Italy, so it was perfect. And it was great. There were only 12 of us in the class. The culinary center can actually accommodate 24 people. But you are cooking alongside the guest chef, and he's leading you along the way, and you're preparing dishes, having a little bit of wine. It's a lot of fun. And then I made the mistake of trying to recreate one of those dishes when I got back home. Had to visit three different grocery stores to get these special ingredients. But it was a lot of fun, and it was very memorable. And you connect with others on board as well through some of those fun things.
Scott, before we run out of time, let's talk about, I mean, what the experience is as far as, you know, your cabin and things like that, because it doesn't stop at just everything outside or within the activities. It's a comfort, the comforts that you provide on Oceana.
Yeah, again, it's, you know, it's a really warm and inviting ambiance on board. We kind of refer to it internally as a country club casual ambiance on board. And the decor and the finishings, it has a very residential look and feel. So it's not stuffy. Again, it's highly personalized. And, you know, people come to us for the first time generally because of an itinerary, you know, some of our unique itineraries that we offer. But oftentimes, you know, they come back for the staff, that experience, that warm, friendly genuine interaction that they had with the staff on board. And a lot of the times they'll, you know, where are you sailing next? And, you know, I want to be on that cruise with you. Mm-hmm. So the ambiance on board, again, because of the size of our ships, and because of our guest-to-staff ratio, you know, we have more staff looking after fewer guests, and that results in higher levels of service. And so we, that's, you know, one of the reasons that we have such a high repeat factor as well. And, you know, our guests, they appreciate the finer things in life. They're looking for good food, good wine, you know, mainly couples. They're generally well-traveled, experience-oriented, you know, travelers. Again, 55 and up, and they belong to, you know, lots of different types of clubs, yacht clubs, country clubs, food and wine clubs. And they, you know, typically enjoy traveling with like-minded individuals. And, you know, that's what you get on board an Oceania cruise with either just under 700 guests or just around 1,200 guests.
Well, you nailed it as usual, Scott. I mean, honestly, we started out talking about the Oceania Cruises experience. You describe how each voyage is an invitation to discover your next travel story. Honestly, people come back and tell us their story of experiences. And, you know, it just gets your passion going for travel. So, Scott, thanks for joining us again, Vice President of Strategic Accounts for Oceania Cruises. We'll have you back, and you'll keep telling us what's new and exciting as Oceania keeps doing great things.
Yeah, there's so much more to talk about, and I appreciate this opportunity. One thing I do want to mention is we are renovating our smaller ships. I would be remiss if I didn't plug that. So we're spending over $100 million in renovating, bringing them up to date in terms of style. So bow to stern, a complete renovation on the four smaller ships. And then we also announced that we're building two new ships, the Allura class, that will be entering service in 2022 and 2025. Seems like a long way off, but I'm sure it'll be here before we know it.
Amazing.
It is amazing. And Scott, thanks again for joining us. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Bonnie, and we really appreciate the partnership with AllTour. You guys do a phenomenal job for us. It's a great relationship. So make sure that when you're thinking of your next Oceania cruise to contact your AllTour advisor.
Fantastic. Yes. Thank you so much for that, Scott. And Bonnie, you know, that is the best thing to do is just to start planning with so many wonderful destinations and so many wonderful carriers like Oceania, just getting their itinerary out there earlier so you can start planning for 2020.
I think
that's huge.
It's huge. And what we say is, let's plan it together.
Yeah.
Let's just get you going and, you know, our expertise and your passion together. It's going to be a win-win.
Sounds good to me. All right. Thank you so much, Bonnie Pintozzi. It's WTCM News Talk 580. I wanna take it through.